Daniel Seaman was the only officer to discharge his weapon during the incident involving Tamar Crawford on July 5th. He had been on paid administrative leave since then.
The detective was terminated after an internal investigation by the Pensacola Police Department, and he was found to have violated the department's use of deadly force policy.
Officer Mike Wood is a Pensacola police spokesman. The case involving Crawford, according to earlier media reports, appeared to have been one of self-defense. Crawford was said to have taken another officer's weapon away from him and was about to shoot, and then Seaman intervened.
It was a struggle over an officer's taser. Tamar Crawford had control of the officer's taser with two hands. The shots were fired shortly after that. There's still an investigation going on by the state attorney's office, and the evidence still has to be presented to a grand jury, so I can't get into the details of what exactly happened until those investigations are complete.
And Wood added that the policy under which Seaman was terminated has undergone some recent robust scrutiny.
We have policies, and those policies and procedures are sound procedures, and they were recently looked at by a group that ended up accrediting the police department, which is a difficult thing to do, and they look over everything that we do, and we stand behind our policies and procedures.
Anytime we have an officer involved shooting, we request the Florida Department of Law Enforcement conduct an independent investigation into the matter and provide that investigation to us.
State Attorney Bill Eden says his office plans to conduct an additional investigation, including the re-interviewing of witnesses. The internal inquiry by Pensacola Police followed an independent investigation by FDLE. The shooting also will be reviewed by a grand jury to determine whether this was a criminal act.
The grand jury has two functions. One is they can return a criminal indictment. The other one is that they have an authority and responsibility to investigate the operation of government when requested to do so by my office.
Part of the grand jury's work will be to review the policies and procedures of the police department to determine whether or not they were up to date and were appropriate. Edens is also ordering a review of whether adequate training had been provided to the officers involved in the Crawford shooting, as well as to all other Pensacola police officers.
That decision was made in part because the mayor had requested the U.S. attorney to provide training to the police department. So I felt that it would be appropriate for a grand jury to review that matter to determine whether or not they needed training, and if so, what training was needed.
The death of Tamar Crawford has become a hot-button issue with a number of groups in the Pensacola area. Eden says it's also a very important issue for the general public.
When I made the decision to present the matter to the grand jury, I explained at that time that I intended to present the matter as soon as I could without rushing. And so I expect to present the matter within the next few weeks.
But why impanel a grand jury? State Attorney Bill Edens believes it's the appropriate action in this instance.
I believe in the grand jury system because they are a cross-section of the community, chosen from the community, a wide section of the community, and they speak for the community. And I believe this is the correct approach to take.
If the grand jury returns a true bill, that is, finding there's evidence of criminal wrongdoing, the state attorney's office would prosecute. If PPD's policies and procedures are called into question, the panel could recommend changes. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.